We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Reuben Frank joins us at noon today. And I think the first question of Reuben when he joins our show is going to be really the same thing we've been talking about throughout much of the show. Is it fair to say the Eagles should win the division? I think it is. Now, we'll get his perspective at noon. John, let's look at the odds that are now updated following yesterday's games. The only one that really mattered from a division standpoint, I suppose, was, you know, Washington and Dallas. And I will say I was a little bit startled when I saw these numbers, surprised, encouraged when I saw these numbers updated for who, you know, best odds to win the division. All right, the Eagles, as you would expect, have the best odds to win the NFC East. By the way, these numbers courtesy of 538. Of course, you can see slightly different odds, you know, different spots. But for the most part, they're all kind of in the same general range. So 538. Now, let's just real quick, let me just remind everyone. Through seven games, Eagles are in first place, 2-4-1. Washington and Dallas are 2-5. And the Giants are 1-6. So the Eagles have what you'd call a half-game lead. Not a huge lead. I mean, it's a half-game lead. Mm-hmm. The odds for the Eagles to win the division, and of course they have the best chance, are 62% to win the division.
It's high.
High. Washington has a 20% probability.
See, that part's surprising to me. Why is that so low?
Dallas has 12, and the Giants have a 5% probability to win the division. Now, John James,
why is the Washington football team just 20%?
Kyle Allen's their quarterback. I mean, they're not good.
Washington's they had lost five in a row until yesterday.
They're not good, but none of these teams are good.
I agree.
Like,
none of them are good.
I feel like this is a lot closer to a coin flip than those stats, the 60-plus percent and 20%, suggest.
Well, look, I'd have to look at who Washington played out of the division. I don't remember it all offhand. I will go back and say this, and, John, I know you poo-pooed it at the time, but the Eagles competitively playing against Pittsburgh, competitively playing against Baltimore.
But it wasn't competitive when it mattered. Well, it wasn't competitive game started and we went out there and got walked all over. Think about the halftime. Think about going in at halftime of those games. Everyone who's an Eagles fan thought it was going to be a blowout by the end of the game. We thought it was going to be 38-7. The way it felt.
Baltimore did blow out Washington 31-17. So Washington, four straight games they lost. Arizona 30-15, Cleveland 34-20, Baltimore 31-17, and the Rams 30-10.
Beat pretty bad.
Hey,
and
by
Washington,
the way,
yeah, that's beat pretty bad.
By the way, I heard a lot of people when our schedule at the beginning of the season when we were projecting out looking at our schedule, there were a lot of people who said, the Cardinals? The Eagles chucked that one up.
Right. Well, things changed. Yeah, things changed.
Man,
yeah.
They looked pretty darn good last night. And they're inconsistent, but if they bring their top game.
Is that another example of a quarterback that's past Carson? Probably, right? I mean, I got to see Kyler Murray play more to honestly know.
He's a lot scarier.
But he's probably better than Carson, right?
Think about that. Like, would you rather play Carson? Would you rather play Kyler Murray if you're anyone?
I got to see the guy play
a little bit more,
but my sense is he's past Carson. My sense is Josh Allen is past Carson. Fair?
Yeah.
Josh Allen wasn't very good yesterday, but yeah, I don't know. Probably.
Probably,
but
right?
But again, like, look at who Josh Allen's playing with. Look at who Kyler Murray's playing with. Kyler Murray's throwing to DeAndre Hopkins. It would look a lot different if DeAndre Hopkins were here.
Yeah, and they gave Josh Allen Stephon Diggs. You know, that's a major issue for me. These guys were available. We could have given Carson these guys.
Well, you're right. You're not wrong about that. Again, though, I'll go back to the Eagles should win this division. And while Carson is not great, and I don't even think he's really good, I think he's probably below average as a starter. He's the best quarterback left in this division.
I don't think he's below average as a starter.
That's where I'd put him. Let's go to Rob in Abington. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Hi, Rob.
I've been consistent, man. For 5 years, I've been saying this about Doug, and I'm not going to do it right away. My question with the Jimmy, and I believe with like your input on it, I'm under the impression that everybody that the Eagles signed is a collaborative decision. Like, Doug is part of that. Like, he's not like he's just thrown these people at him. He knows who's coming. He has say because they're trying to fit the people he wants. So if he has these players and he's not using them to the best of their ability, why do I want to blame Howie for that? I don't. I blame Doug.
Who's
and
he? Okay, just
that,
so we understand.
Carson,
who's he not
using?
Who's he not? Hold on. Who's he not using to the best of his abilities? I'm just curious.
Prime example. It took too long for Maya Lotta to get on that damn field. It took too long for him to start using people like Ward.
Yeah.
It takes Doug too long. And then y'all told me, he was going to throw the ball against the Giants. But then y'all told me how productive the running backs were. There's no reason for Doug to do half the things he does. He's scared. He coaches in the very first quarter. Like, he's fair is that we might tie. So let me go for two now. So the tie is off the table. That is the dumbest thing. And these are the things that Doug does. A good coach, not even a historically Hall of Fame coach, but a good coach has this team. Same things happening with a winning record. Doug doesn't. An average coach would. But we want to blame Howie.
Listen, I blame Howie. I blame Doug, too. I'm with you. There are a lot of head scratchers with Doug's decisions.
I'm just curious. I keep hearing.
No, I agree with you on that, Rob. I think you bring up some good points. The coaching staff represented by Doug, he coaches the coaches. He and they collectively have got to know that when, for instance, Andre Dillard goes down, number one, you might not have to.
You don't have to sign Jason Peters. Right. You got Jordan Mailata.
Right. Well, that was a different one. That was when Brandon Brooks went down. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to move Peters over, or you don't have to play. Wasn't it initially Matt Pryor at left tackle? Wasn't he the guy
before Peters magnanimously said he would move over?
Right.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
They were using Matt Pryor in camp.
He's doing a great job. It's just that his impact is. What's the word I'm looking for? It's indirect. It's not really – if Carson's playing bad, I can't blame Howie. If Carson's playing bad, I can only blame Doug a little bit, but it depends on what kind of bad he's doing.
Like, I think all three of them have had a hand in bad over the last 2 years or so. I do. Who or what is mysterious, Rob?
The Playboy Mansion.
Playboy Mansion, which is no more. That thing got sold, about a year or two ago? The whole Playboy thing sold. I mean, the whole thing just kind of.
Been following that closely.
No, I don't follow it closely. It's in the headlines.
Locked in.
locked in. Good God. You guys always try to stick me with something.
Well, I didn't know that.
It's common knowledge. Seltzer, why don't you look up how much the Playboy Mansion got sold for? Let's take a guess.
You don't know that off the top of your head?
I mean, listen, if it doesn't come with all the bunnies and it's just a big house with a pool.
A grotto.
Let's go.
I have the price.
I'm going to go.
How many square do you have the square footage on it?
I'm going to go 2.9 million.
Not right.
Is this
here.
In Beverly Hills? Like, I don't know.
Where
is
it, Seltzer?
It's in Los Angeles somewhere.
I'm going to up mine. I'm going to go 4.6 million for the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, that's more than that. Los Angeles, a mansion? I'm going to say 8 million dollars.
Okay, so John Ritchie is closer. You are both way off.
Wow.
The Playboy Mansion sold for $100 million.
What?
How big is it?
$100 million.
$100 million.
How big is it? Is, are
know, it's the
like 30,
most expensive
square feet
home
or something?
Ever sold in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, did they have paintings on the wall of Playboy covers and private photo shoots?
I'm just telling you what it sold for, brother.
That's bizarre. All right, Mike in South Jersey. Hey, Mike.
John, Joe, how are you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
Hey, I called in, and I wanted to ask you guys a question about the Eagles. Has this year been fun for either of you?
No. The last week's been better, but no. I mean, it's no, not fun.
Okay.
No.
Then from a fan's perspective, I mean, yeah, okay, the Eagles can win the division, but what does that really do? I mean, I am a firm believer that all of the issues are lying at the feet of Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson, too, to an extent. I believe that Carson Wentz can be a good starting quarterback.
So
in the
do
NFL.
I
think Carson Wentz can be good, and I think they have done him a disservice.
I agree.
By the way that they have managed this team. I honestly feel bad for him.
I do, too.
And I don't think we are really going to make any real progress with this organization until Howie Roseman is gone and no longer in control. And does winning six games and getting into the playoffs really help us do that? No, it doesn't. It just gives Howie Roseman more security, more time. Do we really want Howie Roseman running the draft this year? Howie Roseman is the worst drafter in the history of professional football. It's awful. I literally
Well, he's not. He's not. He's not. By the way,
he is. Tell me.
Let me just rewind it. Let me just make sure I understood this. Make sure my ears heard you. You think Howie Roseman is, quote, the worst drafter in the history of pro football? Is that what you said?
Tell me who's worse.
I don't know. Probably 500 people I've never heard of who had a job for 4 years because they were so bad that they got fired by the owner that hired them. Probably 500 guys.
Okay.
I mean, if he's the worst, I mean, come on, Mike. You think he's the worst general manager drafting in the history of pro football?
He's the worst that's held onto his job for more than 4 or 5 years.
Look at you squirming. You're squirming now, Mike.
I'm not squirming.
Yeah, you're changing. You're moving the goalposts, as they say.
I'm not moving the goalposts.
So, Mike, you think Howie's gone at the end of the season or before?
I mean, I'm not one for hoping that my team that I love loses,
yeah.
But I'm almost at that point.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're not the only one. I mean, we've gotten those calls over the last few weeks.
I'm teetering on that right. On that edge, and I'm typically a positive person, and I like to root for my team. But it's like Joe, you described it last week. You woke up after the Giants game and you felt concussed.
Yeah,
that's how I've felt this whole season.
Yeah. Yep. Mike, who or what is mysterious?
I'm going to go with a sports mystery person, Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey, that Giants game did change the way that I feel.
In what way?
In a negative direction. That Giants game, I knew that we weren't good. I didn't know we were that bad. You know, it affected my guts watching our team that we adore. Watching them just with a bottom feeder, like a team that had no business being on an NFL field, watching them give them back a game, you know, allow them in, basically give a game away until there were 6 minutes left and they realized, holy cow, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like that did affect my feelings.
Well, look, and it gets to the heart of the question today.
Permanently.
Depending on where you come down on it. You know, is it fair to say the Eagles should win the division? Because, John, I know what you're saying. You're saying no team that barely beats the Giants and looks that bad for 55 minutes in a game should be expected to win the division.
Yeah.
We'll see what Ruben Frank has to say. We'll talk to Ruben next. Rock the calls as well. Joe DeCamer, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about a great bet you can make this pro football season. You can be playing, as so many have, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino with FanDuel Sportsbook. A great way to bet. Very simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. That way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. And what's cool is that with FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll refund you the first same game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. What to bet on? How about tonight? Monday Night Football variety and a certain Chicago quarterback in LA versus the Rams. We know he doesn't lose out there, right? Find two bets that works for you. Bang! Same game parlay right there with tonight. Or, of course, you can also just go, instead of this type of bet, you can go to Game 6, maybe even Game 7 of the Fall Classic. It's all there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. And also, remember, with the same game parlay, only FanDuel Sportsbook even has this kind of bet. Sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER when you sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.